This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Joanne Allen. Colorado Springs Mayor John Suthers wants a 16% increase in next year's budget. KRCC's Andrea Chalfin says some of the money would come from a ballot measure to keep excess revenue for public safety and other services.
Suthers' plan provides funding for 17 new police positions. It also would add to the city's crisis response team, which deals with mental health crises. That was a recommendation from the city's Commission on Police Accountability and Transparency that was created last year. City Council will take up the budget in 2 weeks.
University of Denver students will experience Colorado's wilderness on a new mountain campus. CPR's Jenny Brundine reports.
The new campus is named after James C. Kennedy. He's an alumnus who donated $26 million for the land and year-round programming. He's also chairman of the board for Cox Enterprises, one of the biggest cable providers in the country and is worth more than $9 billion. The 724-acre land purchase is adjacent to Roosevelt National Forest. All incoming freshmen will attend an orientation there, complete with wilderness experiences. DU Chancellor Jeremy Hafner.
When students come back from the mountain campus, they will have a language of their common time up there that they don't have today.
Kennedy says his hope is that students develop a deeper commitment to preserving the environment. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
The eastbound lane of I-70 through Glenwood Canyon closes tonight at 10 for repairs. It will reopen tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock. This is CPR News and KRCC.